जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
जय राधा कुंज
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर
जय
धारी।
गोपी
जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। राधा गोविंद राधे।
जय
गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद
नित गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतहिष्ट डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा गोविंद अष्ट सखी वृंद की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय श्री तिरुपति धाम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 टाइटल्ड द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतास टेक्स्ट नंबर 8 श्री भगवान उवाच वरम वृणीध्वं भद्रं वो यूयं मे नृपनन्दनाः सौहार्देना पृथक् धर्माः तुष्टोऽहं सौहृदेन वः श्रीभगवानुवाच वरं वृणीध्वं भद्रं वो यूयं मे नृपनन्दनाः सौहार्देना पृथक् धर्माः तुष्टोऽहं सौहृदेन वः श्रीभगवानुवाच वरं वृणीध्वं भद्रं वो यूयं मे नृपनन्दनाः सौहार्देना पृथक् धर्माः तुष्टोऽहं सौहृदेन वः श्री भगवान उवाच द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड सेड वरम बेनेडिक्शन वृणीध्वम आस्क भद्रम गुड फॉर्च्यून वह ऑफ यू यूयम यू मे फ्रॉम मी नृपनंदनाः O sons of the king,
O sons of the king,
Sauhardena,
Sauhardena,
by friendship,
by friendship,
aprithak,
aprithak,
non-different,
non-different,
dharmaha,
dharmaha,
occupation,
occupation,
tushtaha,
tushtaha,
pleased,
pleased,
aham,
aham,
I,
I,
Sauhrudena,
Sauhrudena,
by friendship,
by friendship,
vah,
vah,
of you,
of you.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me." Purport. Since the sons of King Prachina Barhishat were all united in Krishna consciousness, the Lord was very pleased with them. Each and every one of the sons of King Prachina Barhishat was an individual soul, but they were united in offering transcendental service to the Lord. The unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is real unity. In the material world, such unity is not possible. Even though people may officially unite, they all have different interests. In the United Nations, for instance, all the nations have their particular national ambitions, and consequently they cannot be united. Disunity between individual souls is so strong within this material world that even in a society of Krishna consciousness, members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning toward material things. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal, to serve Krishna to one's best ability. If there is some disagreement over service, such disagreement is to be taken as spiritual. Those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstance. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benedictions to His devotees, as indicated in this verse. We can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benedictions to the sons of King Prachina Barhishat. Please repeat the translation after me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me." Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। I am very happy to learn that such a wonderful convention is being organized for all the youth preachers of ISKCON India who are serving in South India. This is part of the ISKCON India Youth Convention, but the South Indian chapter. Of course, each chapter, each division is so huge, and there are so many devotees and so many youth preachers, it is useful to have such a separate kind of program for each division, and then of course collectively for all the divisions. It is also very nice that you are meeting in the Holy Dham, in Sri Tirupati Dham, in Radha Govinda Ashtasakhi Mandir. And I hope that all of you are transcendentally blissful now, being in such wonderful association with each other. I was requested to speak on the verse that I just read with the theme preaching in harmony. And this verse was chosen by our Harikshetra Prabhu because it is quite suitable for the theme of the discussion. The episode that is depicted or described in this chapter is the discussion between the Supreme Lord and the Prachetas. The Prachetas were the 10 sons of King Prachina Barhishat. They performed severe austerities for many, many years under the water. Finally, the Lord, being pleased, appeared before them. And this verse that we just read today is the first verse that the Lord speaks to them. And what does he say? He says that I am pleased with you. Why is the Lord pleased? Because of the friendly relationships amongst all of you. Sauhardena aprithak dharmaha tushta aham sahurdena vaha. Tushtaha means pleased. Aham means I. Sahuridena means by friendship. Suhurid means a friend. Sahuridena means by friendship. Vaha means of you. So I am very pleased by seeing the friendship amongst all of you. And all of you are engaged in one occupation, that is devotional service. And Krishna says, and the Supreme Lord says, that I am so pleased because of your friendly dealings amongst each other that I wish you all good fortune. Bhadram Vaha. And now you may ask a benediction of me. Varam Vrinidvam. So when we are always asking the Lord for some or the other thing, when will that time come when the Lord will be so pleased with us that He will come and say, I am so pleased with you that you ask something? The Prachetas had two exceptional qualities. Not that they were princes or that they were born in a high family, etc. No. The special qualifications they had were, number one, that they performed devotional service with their full heart. Of course, because they were living in an earlier age, so the type of devotional service they performed was different from the type that we performed. We are not in a position to stand underwater and so on. But that was expected of them in those times, and it was possible. So that was the first thing, that they did their Krishna consciousness or devotional service with full enthusiasm, full sincerity. And the second, very importantly, was that they had a warm sense of brotherhood, of friendship amongst each other. So this is a very, very important point. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport here that unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord is real unity. So we will be united, in other words, we will be harmonious to the degree that we serve the Supreme Lord with one-pointed attention. Since the topic of today's lecture is preaching in harmony, it's important to focus for a few minutes on the word harmony. What does the word harmony indicate? We all have an idea of harmony in the sense of a musical orchestra, when different instruments and perhaps a singer also, they play together, they make a lot of musical notes, and overall it produces a pleasing effect. So one of the purports of the word harmony is that there must be proper cooperation eventually in order to give a pleasing effect. If there is any discordant note that is struck by even one of the singers or one of the instrument players, then a displeasing effect is created. So similarly, when people come together to do certain things, if one of them is not in tune with the others, or if more than one are not in tune with the others, then it is a disharmonious situation, because a displeasing situation is created. Now, so therefore, harmony refers to the quality of being in concord, in agreement with one another, in a pleasing way, in a consistent, wholesome way. In Sanskrit, the word used often is samanvaya, to harmonize something, to reconcile something. Anvaya means to put things in order. Sam means to do it perfectly or completely. So to put things completely in order is samanvaya. When things are completely in their proper place and agreeing with each other, then that is called samanvaya. So also harmony. Now I want to read a few quotes from Srila Prabhupada's purports on harmony, which I just extracted a few minutes ago. One quote is from the second canto, where Srila Prabhupada says, "Pure devotees are absolutely in harmony with the personality of Godhead. Or in other words, they always think of the Lord as their dependable friend and well-wisher." Unquote. So the harmony between the devotee and the Lord is being described. So when the devotee thinks of the Lord as his dependable friend and well-wisher, then there is harmony. To the degree that the devotee or the individual, the living entity, does not understand the Lord to be the dependable friend and well-wisher, to that degree there will be disharmony. The next quote is from the 15th chapter of the 3rd canto, the 33rd verse. There are many quotes in this one. Prabhupada says, quote, "In the Vaikuntha world, there is no disharmony between the Lord and the residents. Therefore, everything is perfect. The entire kingdom of God is a complete harmonious unit. As in a machine, there are hundreds or thousands of parts, yet they run in harmony to fulfill the purpose of the machine." Very interesting statement. So, the Vaikuntha world is a complete harmonious unit, Srila Prabhupada says. Why is it completely harmonious? Because all the living entities in the Vaikuntha planets are completely in harmony with the Supreme Lord. And therefore, the Vaikuntha world sees complete harmony, one complete harmonious unit. And the analogy that Srila Prabhupada gives here is of the hundreds or thousands of small parts of a machine that work together in harmony to run the machine smoothly, to fulfill the purpose of the machine. If you look at a very large machine, let's say like a huge supercomputer with many, many printers and so many input-output devices and so on and so forth, it has so it has so many different parts, different integrated circuits, you know, chips which are connected to each other, and then there are other devices that are connected to the computer, and all of these must work together in harmony to produce a pleasing effect or to fulfill the purpose of that supercomputer. If even one of the chips in the computer gets spoiled, then there will be a disturbance. There could probably be some disturbance in the printout or in the display on the screen. There will be some defect somewhere. It will immediately be visible. Harmony is interesting because we don't see that directly. Harmony is seen in its absence. When harmony is not there, when there is quarreling, when there is disagreement, that is when we realize that there is no harmony. So, harmony is perceived more in its absence or lack than in its presence, because there is so little of harmony in the material world anyway, that more often than not, we have to deal with disharmony. So the analogy of a machine and the parts is very important. If all the parts of the machine work together for the fulfillment of the purpose of the machine, then the machine will work smoothly. It will become one complete whole, one unit. Another thing that Prabhupada says in the same purport later on is that there is no politics of divide and rule in Vaikuntha due to the united interest of the Lord and the devotees. So, no politics of divide and rule. What do we mean by politics? Politics means that there are things done which are not meant. You say something you don't mean, or you mean something you don't say. So it is very complicated. It is not straightforward. And no one can be happy in such a spirit. Politics means division. Politics means misunderstanding. Politics means quarrels. So therefore, Prabhupada says, due to the united interest of the Lord and the devotees in Vaikuntha, there is no politics of divide and rule there. So there is no disagreement. There is no division there. There is no quarreling in Vaikuntha world. Why so? Because of united interest. If everyone has the same interest, which is the interest of Krishna, then everything will work out nicely. Then Prabhupada gives a very interesting definition. He says Maya means disharmony between the living entities and the Supreme Lord. So the word Maya has many definitions, right? Maya. Literally, it means that which is not. But Prabhupada's definition here follows from that, and it's interesting. So Maya means disharmony between the living entities and the Supreme Lord, and Vaikuntha means harmony between the living entities and the Supreme Lord. So this theme will come again and again. And then he goes on to say that if members of ISKCON, putting faith in Krishna in the center, live in harmony according to the order and principles of Bhagavad Gita, then they are living in Vaikuntha, not in the material world. So if we live in harmony with Krishna and his teachings in Bhagavad Gita, then we will actually live in Vaikuntha and not in the material world. There's one interesting letter which Srila Prabhupada writes to a Grihastha regarding some marital disagreements between husband and wife. And that principle actually applies to any group of devotees also. So it's quite interesting that I'm citing to you a portion of a letter written to by Srila Prabhupada to a Grihastha couple who were having some differences. But it is very much applicable for any group of individuals or devotees. Prabhupada says, strive to serve Krishna together in harmony. What are these nonsense emotions that cause you to go this way and that way? The real thing is your duty. Perform your duty and always think of Krishna. Never mind temporary inconveniences. We must remain steady in our duty to Krishna. So, if we look at all these quotes, what are the things that we can extract from this? What lessons can we learn and apply in the idea of devotees, of preachers working in harmony together to preach Krishna consciousness everywhere? The first and foremost is that all the preachers must be in harmony with Krishna, first and foremost. So, being in harmony with Krishna means that we must be devoted to Krishna. The more we are Krishna conscious, the more we love Krishna, and the more the number of people who love Krishna in that group, the more harmony there will be, the more they will be able to work together harmoniously. So harmony in a group will depend directly on the degree to which each member of that group is in harmony with Krishna. So if we are individually not Krishna conscious, then we will not be able to serve together in harmony. So if we are individually striving to be more and more Krishna conscious, then automatically it will become easier to work in harmony with each other as preachers. So if you want to be in harmony with each other in our preaching endeavors, then we must be in harmony with Krishna individually and collectively. So this is a very important point. So if you are not in harmony with devotees, then it implies that we are not sufficiently in harmony with Krishna. For example, if amongst devotees we are quarreling too much or we are having too many differences, there is something somewhere. So it will imply that probably there is some shortfall in our Krishna consciousness. Maybe we are chanting our rounds also, maybe we are hearing Bhagavatam also, but maybe we are not applying it properly. For example, maybe we are still thinking in terms of our self-interest or something like that, something separate. So therefore, if there is disharmony, it implies that we must look deeper into the individual Krishna consciousness of all the devotees. So this is an important point. We must remember the example of the machine. Now, another interesting thing here is the performance of our duty. Prabhupada says that we must do our duty to Krishna and not worry about this and that. When we work together, it is possible that there will be some disagreements, there may be some arguments between devotees, between the preachers, because everyone is eager to serve Krishna. Everyone wants the preaching to happen in a nice way. And because of that, and because everyone has different natures, being individuals, as Prabhupada explains in the purport here in relation to the Prachetas, therefore there is every possibility and a good likelihood that devotees will differ in their approach, differ in their thoughts, differ in their, plans to serve Krishna. And at that time, then there will be disagreements, there may be some heartburn, there may be some hard feelings. But despite all of that, Prabhupada says, do your duty to serve Krishna. Don't forget Krishna, keep Krishna in the center and just continue. Don't become too subject to the pushes of the emotions. Because when we get upset with somebody said something, someone said did something, and then our emotions come into play and we say, okay, then we react in a certain way. So Prabhupada says, we should not get swayed too much by our emotions. Of course, it doesn't mean that we can disregard the emotions of other devotees, or even our own devotees, or even our own self. We must deal with other devotees in a way that does not cause an unnecessary disruption in their emotions, so that they can peacefully serve Krishna and we can all serve with them nicely together. Now, the diversity of individuals and differences in our nature causes us to think differently. But this divergence or this diversity should not be a cause of problem for us. If we are all focused on Krishna, then there will be diversity in unity in diversity. The Vrajavasis, for example, they all had different opinions about what to do in a certain situation. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata also had differences. But they were focused on serving Krishna. Prabhupada makes a very interesting point here in the purport. He says, disunity between individual souls is so strong within this material world that even in a society of Krishna consciousness, members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning toward material things. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal, to serve Krishna to one's best ability. If there is some disagreement over service, such disagreement is to be taken as spiritual. Very important point. So even if the preachers are working together, there is some differences, we can understand that this disagreement is to be understood as spiritual. At the same time, we should not take this lightly and think that I can behave anyway and then say, well, our agreement is spiritual. Disagreement is spiritual. No. For example, here Prabhupada says that the cause of the apparent disunity is not just different opinions, but also the fact that the devotees are leaning towards material things, which means it indicates a materialistic inclination in the consciousness. To that degree, there is a lack of Krishna consciousness. So I come back to the original point that I made. To the degree that we are free of material consciousness, to the degree that we are fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, to that degree we will be able to work harmoniously together. And then if after that there are some differences of opinion, then we have to consider that to be spiritual, not material. So as preachers, it also as devotees and having devotional consciousness means also that we follow certain etiquette. We also follow certain common sense protocols. For example, if there are three or four youth preachers doing preaching, now we should follow the etiquette of not bypassing one preacher, going to that devotee and saying something about the preacher who is preaching to them. So all these things cause disturbance. So these are common sense rules of etiquette that we must follow. We must not go into each other's area of service and cause a disturbance there. So if we follow these common sense rules, simple rules, then automatically we will create a situation of peace where all the devotees will be able to serve together. Also, another important thing is that if there is humility and Krishna consciousness, then automatically, even if there are differences of opinion, they can be always sorted out. So it is not an issue. One thing that is important to point out here in the question of harmony amongst devotees is that we cannot push under the carpet, brush under the carpet, certain issues in the name of harmony. For example, if one preacher is preaching something that is apasiddhanta, that is a wrong siddhanta, or he is doing something that is actually harming the devotees, of course the preachers won't deliberately do that, but because of maybe the preacher's nature or because of one's conditioning, one is doing something like that, and it comes to the notice that some appropriate person must have a discussion. So harmony does not mean that we tolerate all kinds of, let's say, disruptions or deviations and don't do anything about it. Sometimes we may keep silent because silence may be the best course of action in that situation, but that may not be the case every time. So if you hear, for example, that somebody is doing something that is wrong, the right person, the appropriate person must be the one to intervene and speak. So in that case, that devotee may get a little disturbed. But then for us, harmony is not an acceptance of things that are wrong. Tomorrow, if I'm giving an extreme example, it doesn't happen, but just to drive the point, if some preacher is preaching that somebody else is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Varuna or Surya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or somebody is preaching some Mayavad philosophy to the students, yes, there is some mix of Mayavad in that person's teaching, or if he's saying something that is that Srila Prabhupada said is completely wrong, then we can't keep quiet in the interests of harmony. Even if there is some external disharmony, we should take some action there. But it should be done in the right way. That is the point. So how does the harmony come even in this apparent act of disharmony? That it has to be dealt by the right person. It has to be done in a Vaishnava-like way, so that the situation can be corrected. There will always be occasions when correction is required because we are conditioned souls and we are living in the material world. So the method of correction should also be harmonious. So in this way, if we continue on, then Krishna will be very pleased with us and then we will be able to work very nicely together. And a reassuring word that Prabhupada is giving here which is in the purport, that those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstance. So even if the devotees appear disunited for some reason, actually there is unity there. And the strong unity makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benedictions to his devotees as indicated in this verse. So this is these are some thoughts. Interestingly, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had a magazine called The Harmonist, because the word harmony was so important. And he repeated the same point of how it is important that the living entities must be in harmony with Krishna. Then everything else will be harmonious in the society. So as preachers, we must also remember that we don't let self-interest come in the way. Anything separate from Krishna, whether it is some power, some position, some control, or whether it is some name and fame, or even getting credit, etc., we must remember that we should not allow these things to come in the way. Now, since we are talking of something very practical, I thought I will share before you one quote, which is one of my most frequently cited quotes in various circumstances, because it is such a wonderful quote. It is not by a devotee. It does not appear in any of our Vedic scriptures in these words that I will say. It was quoted by some materialistic person, a materialist. He was a non-devotee as from the Krishna conscious point of view, but he may have been devoted to God in his own way. But nevertheless, what he said is very important. And some of you may have heard this earlier. There is no limit to the wonderful things that people can do working together if it does not matter who gets the credit. Now, this applies so appropriately to all of us, because one of the hazards of preaching is that we get some reciprocation, and with that reciprocation comes appreciation, there comes recognition, there comes some name and fame, some popularity, and so on. So that is a little risky for devotees. We have to be very cautious of that. Puja, labh, pratishtha. Profit, adoration, and distinction. So in a subtle way, there may be that tendency in the preacher to actually seek that out through his preaching. And then there may be a subtle competition also sometimes for that. And wanting to get credit. The devotee is such who likes to give credit to other devotees, not to take credit. So if all the preachers in the group are in the mood that we will give credit to other devotees, and yet we will also follow the common sense rules of etiquette, of sadachar, then there will be so much harmony. Imagine, just think of this quote again. I'll repeat it. There is no limit to the wonderful things. I'll now phrase it as devotees, for a devotee community of preachers. There is no limit to the wonderful preaching that devotees can do working together if it doesn't matter who gets the credit. So even if another preacher is getting the credit, I don't mind. I'm happy. Because ultimately, more souls have been brought to Krishna consciousness. So in this way, if we are really Krishna conscious, really humble like this, and we strive to please the devotees and Krishna, then we will achieve very wonderful harmony in the society of preachers. So I think I'll stop here. Of course, it's a very big topic, In case there is any, so Hari Kshetra Prabhu, is there any provision for questions, or should we stop? I have stopped 5 minutes early. You have to unmute yourself. Hare Krishna. So should we stop, or are there any questions? Hare Kshetra. So you have some technical problems there, it looks like.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes, we can hear you now. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. There seems to be some technical issue and we are not able to transmit the sound. I would like to express our gratitude. You gave a very, very wonderful topic of how by becoming more Krishna conscious, by becoming more absorbed in Krishna, that we will be able to overcome the differences and we will be able to work together. And also many wonderful points in relation to this. Unfortunately, we are not able to open up for question answers because of the technical issue.
No problem, no
but
problem.
We will write to you, Maharaj, whatever this one is. It's a really very wonderful start that you have offered us. We are very, very grateful to you, Maharaj.
So I hope you all have a wonderful convention ahead, and I am positive that all of you will go back to your respective centers and temples from Tirupati fully enthused and surcharged with devotional fervor to spread the message of Krishna consciousness everywhere. So once again, gratitude to all those who have organized this convention, and also to the devotees of ISKCON Tirupati led by His Grace Revati Raman Prabhu, who have hosted all of you over there. They are always very wonderful and obliging hosts, and take care of the guests very nicely. So thanks to all of you as well. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Thank you very much.